Hi, everybody, and welcome to WJER-TV, which is the leading TV and radio news broadcast in first century Jerusalem. Let's get started with the interviews. Hello, Judas. Welcome to my podcast, and thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me and letting me tell my story.
Okay, so let's get started. Judas, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that you can or cannot answer, whatever you may like, but I do warn you, they can be very harsh.
Okay, I will try and answer them all if I can.
Okay, so first, why did you turn against Jesus?
Whoa, you weren't kidding. Okay, I guess I turned against Jesus and God because I refused to believe that Jesus was God's instrument, sent from heaven to save us from our sins.
Okay, thank you for being honest. Second, can you tell me and everybody listening what thoughts were going through your mind during this time and if somebody tried pressuring you into turning Jesus in for 30 pieces of silver?
Yes, of course. My whole head and mindset were in a completely wrong place during that time. I was very confused at what I did or did not believe in and what my future withheld. And no, nobody pressured me into turning Jesus in. It was more like the devil inside me pressured myself.
Okay, lastly, do you feel responsible for Jesus' death, and have you felt any regret from your actions since?
Of course I have. I felt extremely guilty and terrified about what I have done, and still do feel that way because looking back, Jesus never did anything wrong, and I have that on my conscience all day, every day. I know this may be too late, but I would like to apologize for everything I did and have done to Jesus, his family, and followers.
Thank you for sharing your story and saying yes to being on my podcast. Stay with me because I still have two more guests that are sharing their points of views. Okay, I will now be interviewing Mary, Jesus' mother. Here she is now. Thank you so much for being here and for agreeing to talk to me even during this horrible time.
Yes, I did not think I was going to do it at first. But I know I must tell my son's story so more people know the truth and that he died for us, all of humanity.
Yes, thank you so much. You do not have to answer anything that's emotionally hard for you and let me know if I should stop. To start off, tell me about your perspective when you had to watch your son die on a cross.
It was horrible seeing my only son, who is also the man that was there to save humanity from their sins, in so much pain, and knowing there was nothing I could do to help him, as his own mother should. All I ever wanted and dreamed of was living my life with my forever loving son that would give me hope for this awful world that he told me he would somehow save. Now, since my son is dead, I will live the rest of my life spreading the word of God to everybody I know.
Wow, I'm speechless. I am not married and do not have any children, but to just think about what you are going through right now, I cannot even imagine. I admire you so much for your bravery in telling this story to so many that are either listening live or maybe in years. Thank you so much for talking about this horrible situation and spreading the word of God even more to those who do not know of Jesus Christ.
Of course. It would have been selfish of me not to come talk about my experiences and my thoughts during this tough time in everybody's life, probably even in history.
That was Mary, the mother of Jesus. If you are just now tuning in, that is one guest I will never forget in my whole lifetime. Now to our commercial break. Before dying on the cross, Jesus started a trend, one that many even now know of. Jesus sandals. Right now, they are selling out in all of the market shops in the streets, and they're cheap too. We never knew that Jesus would die on the cross to save us, yet he is also saving us money with these cheap sandals. Everybody, I welcome you to my third and final guest for today's podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, and thank you for having me. My name is Zariah, and I was one of the guards protecting Jesus' tomb. I was surprised to hear somebody reach out to me for my opinion and point of view.
How could I not reach out to hear a tremendous story?
What can you tell us specifically about that night and what you remember?
First things first, I do admit that the night before, I was drinking with my fellow guards that were helping me guard Jesus' tomb. It was one of the worst decisions I have ever made because we all thought nothing was going to happen, and most definitely not that his body would have gone in the morning.
Wow, can you tell us what you do remember?
I was completely astonished when I woke up in the morning and the enormous tomb was rolled away and the body was gone. I couldn't believe my eyes and I didn't know what to think at first.
Did that make you somewhat believe that what Jesus had been preaching for so long about God was real?
I will admit, yes. After that day and how the Roman Empire made up excuses to explain the unexplainable, I did and still continue to follow God.
Thank you so much for meeting with me and being my last interview for this podcast. It was such a pleasure talking to and hearing people's three different perspectives before and after Jesus' death.
This is Haley Wilson, and I am live at the scene. I am currently in a massive crowd of people, and everybody is going crazy. They all want to see Jesus carrying the cross, but I am more towards the end, so I can and will be able to see him get nailed to the cross. It has been almost 2 hours, and we haven't seen Jesus yet. Apparently, word is traveling around that Jesus has dropped the cross 3 times, and somebody from the crowd had to carry the cross because he was so weak. What? I'm sorry, if you can't hear me right now, all the people are getting riled up because we see Jesus coming. My first thoughts of Jesus right now are that he is extremely weak, and he looks like he's about to pass out or faint. I don't know how he has gone so far with the humongous cross on his back. Jesus' face has no emotion on it, but it almost looks like he knew this would happen, which is scary to me. Now, the soldiers are currently tearing off Jesus' clothing. But wait, they are walking my way and telling people to get their money out for bidding. I launched myself at the guards and got a piece of Jesus' shirt with some blood on it. I feel so lucky, but horrible at the same time. Lastly, here's Elizabeth with her own opinion of everything that's been going on recently.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, a Jewish woman that saw how devoted Jesus Christ was to others. I never once saw him put himself before anybody else, even when he needed help the most. And that one thing inspired me to do better and look at life in a whole new, different perspective than before. Redemptive love is love that is willing to give everything, even one's own life, for the sake of redeeming, saving, or setting free another person. Jesus' suffering and death were an ideal example of this redemptive love for us all. He loved us so much that he was willing to go through such horrific, torturous pain in order to redeem us, all the people in the world, from the chains of sin. He loved us so much, he died to set us free. Resurrection proves our own resurrection and chance at eternal life, and it also opens the way to new life. Because of this, death is not the end. I believe that Jesus portrayed how powerful he was by completing the Paschal mystery, and it really changed how I look and respect him for all the sacrifices he has made for me and all of humanity.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of my podcast, and I hope to see you next time.